This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, the 4th of May, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The day is closing with clear skies over Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Temperatures are mild, offering a pleasant evening for those out and about. In Haifa, the night brings a gentle breeze, making it ideal for a stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, Netanyahu requests to cancel his testimony tomorrow due to urgent political and security meetings, according to Walla, just under an hour ago. Also, the IDF destroyed a 30-meter-long Hezbollah tunnel in southern Lebanon earlier this hour, reports the Jerusalem Post, uncovering explosive devices and weapons storage. Also, this hour, the University of Michigan apologizes after a professor praised anti-Israel activists at a commencement. This comes from JNS just 10 minutes ago. Separately, support for the Iran war among connected U.S. Jews has dropped, reports forward from earlier today. And finally, UAE air defenses intercepted multiple Iranian missiles and drones in the last 24 hours, according to a post by Middle East_24. Here's what people are saying online. Middle East_24, focusing on regional security, reported almost an hour ago that UAE's air defenses successfully intercepted a series of Iranian projectiles, ensuring ongoing security measures. Eve Barlow, a journalist, warned in a post from earlier today that Sharia law is spreading across Europe, emphasizing that hatred towards Jews is a distraction from broader threats. Jewish Warrior 13, an activist, highlighted the vandalism of synagogues and homes in Queens, New York, with anti-Semitic graffiti, describing it as a clear attack on the Jewish community. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Prime Minister, Netanyahu's request to delay his testimony comes amid heightened security and political activities. Walla notes this follows the postponement of an extended security cabinet meeting. This suggests escalating tensions requiring immediate government focus. Turning to Lebanon, the destruction of the Hezbollah tunnel by the IDF highlights ongoing conflict dynamics. The Jerusalem Post details that the tunnel housed multiple explosive devices and anti-tank missiles. This operation is part of broader efforts to thwart Hezbollah's military capabilities. Meanwhile, the University of Michigan faces backlash after a professor's controversial remarks. JNS reports an apology from the university president, emphasizing that commencement speeches should not be platforms for personal or political agendas. This incident reflects ongoing tensions in academic settings over Middle East issues. On the diplomatic front, support among connected U.S. Jews for the war with Iran has declined. Forward's report shows a shift in sentiment, possibly impacting U.S.-Israel policy discussions. This change could influence diplomatic strategies moving forward. On the economic front, first, unemployment in Israel has surged to a post-COVID high as the war with Iran impacts the labor market, reports Ynet Business. The number of job seekers rose sharply in March. Separately, the Air Force will receive discounted munitions against drones from the U.S., according to Walla Business. This billion-dollar deal offers Israel a more cost-effective way to counter threats from Iran. And finally, Shay Levi, CEO of Unframe, noted that enterprises are struggling with AI adoption, as reported by CTEC. This insight was shared at a recent event highlighting promising startups in Tel Aviv. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 1 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.